You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I got a bunch of scores to give because I'm like edgy. Detroit beat Texas 3-2. Hey, the Tigers won a game. Stop the press. Get me a beer immediately. Every time the Tigers win a game, everybody gets a free beer. Make my day.
Yeah.
I got some hell to pay you.
Toronto 9-6 over Boston.
Oakland 2-1 over Kansas City. Houston beat Montreal 6-2.
The Expos have been hot lately, and the Braves have kept pace with them.
Even the road trip didn't slow them down. Yankees over the White Sox, 8-4 today in the Bronx. I got no retribution.
Minnesota beat Cali, 13-5.
I vote that the Angels lose the rest of their games. Do you get a lottery pick or something if you lose them all? No? Well, since they don't have a baseball deal, we may never see baseball again, so let's break the rules.
Loser.
How about they get this old dude, like Tank McNamara? What is that? Why did they call him? Isn't he dead? Is that dude dead and living somewhere in Scottsdale? Isn't he like Jimmy Hoffa's cousin or something? He won't win a single game. And they got like 60 left. He was their Perellin catcher coach. My God. Put him back in a bullpen and get him a bottle of scotch. The Mets beat the Marlins 3-0, Baltimore 6-4 over Milwaukee, Cleveland 2-1 over Seattle. The Tribe have been, you know, it doesn't matter where they play, they just win. And they don't care about Carlos Baerga either. They don't even miss him. They don't even send him his, like, fan mail that he still gets in Cleveland. They throw it out. I can't hear you talking to me. I'm just in here. I'll be sweating within, like, 15 minutes. I'll be stripping down, honey. They're all in here, all of them. Chicks, dudes, people buying me dinner. I love it. They're all on the take. They're all like Lipstick City people, and they're evil. These people, they go for the throat. They got no remorse for, like, deals. They don't even care if the, like, people get a good deal. They want to kill them. That's kind of my theory, too. I love crushing toes. Break some, why don't ya?
One step from last.
That's right. I still sing that in my sleep. I sleep very little. Because I'm always talking on a mahogany about the mess that it is.
I got all of this stuff going down. There's some stuff like the Dodgers. How about that Raul Mondesi? Little Raul was late for the plane and they benched him. Oh, he's a bad little boy. And he doesn't like Billy Russell because he used to be his little manager in minor league ball and he screwed him from getting to the big show. Ooh, 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 ooh.
This is what I got to read on the front page of the LA Times today. This is what I get. This is what I get. McNamara, you know what I put on it? I rewrote the headline. What a joke. I thought that was more fitting. And then the only reason I care about the PGA Championship is because the course is called Valhalla. Who named that? Nicholas? He built it, right? Valhalla. Valhalla. We got Tommy Spencer from CBS Radio. Oh, that's right. We work with him again. We work for the most powerful people in radio. And there's so many titles now on my business card that I give them to the homeless. I don't even care who I work for anymore. I've lost interest. I got 500 bosses. Everybody I meet now is my boss. VP of this, VP of that, VP of this, VP of that. This guy does this. He's the VP of nothing. And this guy over here is the VP of very little. And then I talk to another guy that's the VP of all of them. And then there's another dude that's the VP of his ass. And then he answers to this chick, and I think he's sleeping with her. And then when I see something like that, I say, wait a minute. Out of my way, out of my day. Who needs any of them? BA, can you go with me on this one? Get me a spray down. Out of my way, out of my day. Out of your mind and into my head. It's not fun. It's big business on the bench. That's what they're telling me. I've already heard that song before. Yeah. But now it's time to kiss your ass goodbye. Maybe they'll figure out why I have this song on at the beginning of my show. It only took them a year. Useless. Ah! It all comes back to the Pharrell every night. What did I just make that so? What did I dance with make that so? What did I want make that so? What did I go with make that so? Who gives on the lost make that so? What did I raise with make that so? Shake it. Down on the fun, doing some HBN Laguna. If you're on any beach anywhere besides where we live, you suck. You don't have the action we got in LA along the coast. Good God, it's illegal. It's so, it's vicious. There's people over there on a take. I love them because they're all just like moving so quick on inline skates. Like, got a new track record. Chicks and thongs, I don't even get a look at them. Like, it ain't my call. Go with me. It ain't my bitch. These people can't slow me down no matter what they want to do because the fans deserve more of the Pharrell than they ever get. Like a slap upside the face. Get them some of that and liquidate their asses. Let's go. Travel with those dudes, and they're evil too. Hoo-hoo. We just go out and take people's money. I love that. I do that anyway, just like doing the gig and like Pharrell's locks all hit, and I'm taking everybody's money. But to take money from the people that I'm like cruising around with, that's even better. You know what it does? It makes me want to stop. I'm rolling through these finals too. Yankees, I told you, beat the White Sox. 8-4. Whenever the Yankees win, it's a great day. Whenever the Mets win, whatever. 3-0, they beat the Marlins. But at least they were on the Mets Radio Network on WLB. Ooh, yep. I'm glad I'm not on there yet this evening. I want to get my licks in first. Some of these other ones are crucial, too. Like Houston jacked the Expos 6-2, and the Expos have like grabbed that wild card lead, so they want to go to the playoffs. They may get in that way. I don't know. You know, the Cards and them dancing real close. I still lean towards St. Louis because of their outfield, their pitching, and La Russa. I just don't trust that Houston club for some reason. Maybe it's the tacos down there. It could be. I mean, the team's moving, and the Oilers are moving too. Everybody's moving. I think that dude, the ambassador's from Houston, he moved. What is it about that town? Everybody's moving. I didn't hear any of that. BA just told me something. Secret. Top level. I'm writing down scores. I got to do that here. 2-1 A's over the Royals. Toronto 9-6 over Boston. Toronto won for the first time in like 6 months. We're everywhere and we crush everybody in our path. And then you got a big problem on your hands trying to deal with that. So don't worry about me. You worry about the misery that you have in your hands trying to deal with me. How do you deal with a dude that has it all? Anyway, give me Matt in Syracuse.
What's going on, Friday? How
can I be the man you mate?
Pour me a big Frella brew combined with a Beck's Dark Ale and a Heineken.
Get him what he needs. And what do you want to know about the Bills?
Yeah, as far as the Bills are concerned, I think that they are the best team in the AFC, no doubt. I am a huge fan, but I'm looking at this team right now. They're up 21-10 against Minnesota. I think they can win the Super Bowl this year. And I'm not saying that to be biased. I'm saying this. Dallas has no tight ends. Mike Irvin's gone. Emmitt Smith is banged. You know, he's not going to be the same runner this year. And as far as Green Bay goes, who says that Brett Favre could do this year after year? As far as the Niners go.
Get on to yourself, man. You're going to have a stroke. Dude, no one likes Buffalo that much. Let alone living there in that hell that it is. This is the last guy that called me from Buffalo. That was him. Just going rubber room on everybody. 51-50. They jacking them up at night and stick them in a room. They're like, have a dog. Goddamn radio. Pharrell. Pharrell's radio. Come along with me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Chris in Detroit City.
For all of Vision Baby.
You know, I just can't even tell you how sorry I feel for all you people that you have to live there and deal with those teams. Because if you didn't have me on, then it would really be like living in the womb again. You have nothing. You have nothing besides me. You have lousy teams and, you know, lousy-looking chicks to boot.
We don't even pay attention to these teams.
Dude, man, look. You gotta. That's it. You hang out with me and look, and just go with other teams. That's Brad, the way. That's the spirit. We got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about
absolutely.
You? We got
Tony
more.
Schaefer,
we
Brad.
Got more. Anyway.
Pour me a Schaefer.
Oh my God, dude, that's enough to give you cancer. That beer.
Hey, you're dogging my Mets.
I'm not dogging the Mets. I have to be nice to the Mets. You got to remember that's where I get my paycheck from. The Mets.
Oh, absolutely.
I think the Mets own that station. I'm not sure, but I'll check. I'll let you know. I'll call you. Matt is in Detroit as well. He lives right next door to that dude.
Hey, Pharrell, what's shaking? Call me out ice cold Strolls, dude.
I'm shaking out here, and I'm just, like, so shaken that I hate everybody.
Hey, well, what do you think the chances are of the Royals finishing with a decent season? I know they're rebuilding, but any chance of it or an outside shot at the wild card?
You know, it's like talking about, like, trying to figure out who blows up these planes and who blows up these Centennial Parks. You know, they'll stick it right on somebody real quick and then bury him and crucify him and figure it all out because the media knows everything. But when you're talking about the Royals, no one knows the answer to that question. No one. Not even God. No one knows why the Royals blow. I just know that I lived there for a year and covered them for a year, and it was like having no feet. I just had no feet. I couldn't do anything because they were so boring. And it was the year after they won the World Series. Remember that great call at first Don Denkinger made so that the Royals could have a seventh game? They would have never won that if it wasn't for that ump on the take. I think he's still an ump. I would have fired him. Dave in lovely Tampa. He's on the Gulf Coast.
Hello, for real. How's everything?
Well, it's been better, frankly. And I've been talking about that same kind of pain for about a month now or two. Make it three. I lost my house. I lost all my family. Everybody hates me. And I don't care.
Well, the thing
everybody
is,
hates me and I don't care. Everybody hates me and I don't care.
Well,
you don't want to go there.
Pour me a cold one.
All right. What do you got?
All right. I got two things. The first thing is, what is Dave Craig going to do for the Bears this year?
Dave Craig, man, he's going to fumble footballs. His hands are so small, every time he touches it, he fumbles. It's like, fumble, we're going the other way. First down. Who's that guy? Red? Speaking of Red, Max, how was your date last night with that redhead? He gives me one of these. Yeah, it's all good, baby. What's up? What's up? You're freaking flying, Mr. Surf Boy. Yeah, what's up? Yeah, it was all good. Yeah, brother. Yeah, for real. Whatever you think, big fella. I'm back here. I'm all baked. I don't care what you say. Andrew in Flushing, New York.
Yo, Pharrell, you freak. You the man.
I don't even know anymore who is. And I'm trying to find that out, too, and I'll let you know.
I just wanted to know what you think.
What?
I want to know what you think if you think Alex Rodriguez will get the MVP.
I think he's a great ball player. In fact, I believe he's better to watch than Griffey, because Griffey's never playing because he's got little soft bones. And he gets all the money and all of the checks and all of the commercials, but he's just like, I'm going to swing and miss it. Oh, I'm so frail, but I'm Ken Griffey Jr. and I can chase a ball across America for Nike. Or was that Reebok? He's got everything, but he rarely plays. I like Alex because he plays every day of his career. He's like one of those dudes like, you know, some of those Dominican-type dudes, they can play all year round, like doubleheaders every day. And then they go out with their chicks and, you know, go on dates. Nothing slows down Dominicans. Especially those Dominican cigars I got the other day in the mail. Let me light one of those up.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
So simple. Candlebox. Let's dive in. Bill in Midland, Michigan. I don't know what he's doing, but he's hanging out.
Hey, Scotty, how you doing?
Well, I don't really want to get into it. I don't have the time or the money.
Watching the Buffalo-Minnesota game, and Buffalo's definitely dominating, but I got a question for
you. I say preseason football should be banned from all children.
Well, there you go.
They should not be allowed to watch this. It's not healthy.
There you go.
Oh, it's just so many subs, man.
Can we switch to baseball for a second? I got one question I need to ask you.
Absolutely.
Even with all the problems that Darryl Strawberry's had, he's coming back and he's having a pretty impressive season. You think he's going to continue all this?
Oh, why not? I mean, what was that the other night against the White Sox? A mistake, the three home runs, he got off. He stepped back a little bit in the box. He gets more extension. He wants to meet the ball in his full extension and a whack, like one of those. But yeah, you got footage of some of that Strawberry rip. I got three pitches the other night on tape. Here we go. There's like a, I think one of them was a slider high and in, and it just was like, and then one of them was a fastball that got up, and it was like, and then one of them was a change that he kind of got around on with a, thank you. And they all went to the same place, like seats. When they land in the seats, in between the lines, that's what we call yardage. Sean's in Manhattan Beach. You know he's got like 40 different choices to go to tonight in terms of clubs. He's listening to Real Radio 97.1. Sean, dude, what are you, man, on something?
No, man. I'm
dude, I got no time. I got no time for your phone bugging me. I got a migraine. I got no time for that. Anybody else agree with me on that? Thank you. You're all beautiful. Good to see the people that are in here doing the business, buying the food, and just boozing. God, I love that. Jack in upstate New York.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, first, I want to talk about the Mets getting the wild card, but first, I just got to tell you, pour me a cola.
Everybody deserves, you know, one of those.
Yeah, thanks. Now, what do you think? The Mets going to get the wild card?
No, I don't.
Oh, come on, why not?
What makes you think the Mets are going to do anything? They don't know who's pitching every night if he's going to be able to go four innings, let alone six or seven.
Oh, man.
They've had nothing but trouble with pitching, and all of these big stars, you know, Izzy and Wilson and Pulse, they were all flops.
I'm not asking for a playoff position. I just want a wild card.
Well, I'm not going to give you one. I think you can obtain one down on 52nd and 7th Ave. I'm going to be coming to New York. Now, listen here. It's going to be September 11th at Mickey Mantle's, and we're going to have them lined up all the way to the plaza, and then we're going to – it's the 11th. I was talking to the dude today, and I think I got it right. And so the 12th and the 13th we're going to do somewhere else, but the one on the 11th is at Mickey Mantle's. And what I want to do is I want the party to start there and the line to be so long to get in that it goes all the way to the plaza that, like, dudes are drinking with Penelope, that ghost that lives at the plaza. So we'll move the party over there, and we'll all hang out with a ghost. And that'll be kick-ass. I love hanging out with, like, freaks. Ghosts are freaks. Here she is now. I got footage the last time I stayed there. $500 a night to stay there. And they got a chick that stands in the bathroom. Whenever you take a shower, she hands you a towel. She's nude. I don't ask questions when I go to her. I just, like, ring up huge debt. Dude, man, I had a pizza one night with my wife and a bottle of champagne. It was $200 for the pizza. And it was, like, some of that sushi pizza my boy Dave bought tonight that I didn't like. I had one piece of that Gucci roe. That's like feta cheese with, like, nostril on it. It's the worst. That may be the place to be and go and eat and hang out with people. That pizza joint he got that from. But I don't eat it. It's awful. Merck's in Atlanta.
Pharrell, you freak. What's going on, man?
I don't know, but if I did, I'd tell you.
Pharrell, what about the Orioles going into the Windy City this weekend? They're only three back of the wild card. Are they moving?
They've been hot. They've been winning. They've caught three. And then today, they won again 6-4. Make it four. So, hey, they're getting what they need now. Everybody's loose. And I think the key to their success is they've been away from Camden. They don't play well there with all the pressure and all of the little babies they got on that team, like Bonilla complaining about not playing enough here and he wants to play there. I mean, you have no say, okay? So you go hit 300 or something, and then until then, shut up. But I think that they're starting to play better. They've been on the road. They've been winning. They went into, like, mini and swept the Twins. Now they got more action going on this weekend in Milwaukee. I say they cop, like, all those games just for fun. Cop them all just to see if they're aggressive. Jim in the Motor City.
What's up?
I don't know.
You're a freak.
I think so.
You're a man.
I don't know about that either, because I know you're to me.
How about a shot of beer?
Anyway, what about the Lions?
Well, I was wondering, you know, I need a team to root for. I ain't got nothing here in Detroit. It's terrible.
Dude, start rooting for Green Bay. They're going to win the division. They're going to be the team to beat. The 10.5's the over-under on their wins. The over is minus -110. You got to bet 110 to win 100. The under is minus -130. And you got to lay 130 to win 100. So 10.5. That's going to be tough to do. Because don't they play like seven games in Dallas a year? All of the scheduling is kind of screwed up, and they play all those games in Dallas. Because, you know, Michael Irvin gets better crack than anybody in Green Bay, so they just go there to get it. And then they just play the game on Sunday. Who cares what happens in the game? Even if it's like a big playoff game, it doesn't matter. Because John Jurkovic apparently is a Vicodin pusher. Allegedly, supposedly. Could have been, might have been. And if I was there, it probably would have been. So let's go with it. They said that he's the dude. They interviewed him. He said, yeah, I was giving him pills. I'm like, how many of your friends are hooked, buddy? Yeah, some zombie. Push. Here I am looking at the LA Times, the back of the sports page. They got a picture of the Edie Warrior on there, my new electric cycle of love. It gets me around. I go, like, right past all those studs with their little France outfits on and all their bike racing teams. I give them the finger, and I'm eating a stromboli in one hand. I got a stogie in the other. I'm going, no hands. I got my foot on the throttle. Ying, ying, ying. Ying, ying, ying. Yeah. All right, quickly, let's get back into this mess. Lee in Atlanta on I-285. He's on the hook.
What's up, Frank?
Dude, my view out of my hotel room at the Olympics was of the, you know, hook.
Man, I just passed the Cop 179.
I passed, like, three of them today. There's this place in L.A. called No Man's Land, and if you drive through there and you don't see, like, at least two cops, you're going to get shot dead by the time you get out of it. So I saw three, and I made it.
It was nice to have you back, man, for a little short period of time.
I had a good time down there, as usual. Great people down there. I never left for any reasons other than the fact that I wanted to make, like, tons of cash.
Well, good for you, man. Hey, they hired that wuss back again.
He will not play for the Falcons pass this year. He'll move on as he always does. The guy's not happy anywhere. He doesn't even like his family. Jeff George has quit every team he's ever played for. He's moved on to something bigger and better, and he's bragged about how that was going to be the, you know, the big dance. This is a one-year deal. He's unrestricted at the end of the year. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. He'll leave. He doesn't sound like a guy that cares anymore about anything other than that big gig and a lot of, like, money. Chris in Simi Valley.
Burrell.
Hey.
Thursday night, pour me a Keystone Light.
It's no different than any other night because I go hard every night. Hey. I'm in here dripping.
Got some info for you, bro.
What do you got?
Irwin.
What about him?
2 weeks.
Oh,
longer five.
Wait a minute. Now what?
No longer five.
Oh, it's 2 weeks suspension?
Yep.
Well, what are you tripping on? Where'd you get that information, man? The league, Tagliabue, laid that down. Now they're going to erase it. Why? Because he went and cleaned up some condoms and community service work? I don't, you know. Send him on a graffiti run with that dude from Def Leppard. And put him on MTV, too. Show him how you hide the crack in your lip when the cops come. You know, like where you hide it. Maybe rectally. You know, he probably did a little. Oh. Right before they came in the room, he's like, stick it in your ass. Ooh. And she did. That chick. The one that, like, her boyfriend tried to have him killed. He's doing 6 years now. He says he's going to be a lawyer when he gets out. He's going to study the bar and all that in prison. Yeah, they're going to give him a bar or two. Come here, little Susie. Mark in Los Alamitos.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, have you talked much about the quarterback deal going on in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I do, and it irritates me because I think that, you know, they don't know what they're going to do. There's some people that think that Stewart should be the man, and then I think there's some realistic people that see Miller as the guy taking most of the snaps and
like
having
him.
Cordell in third downs in certain situations.
Miller looks good, don't you think?
Yeah, I think he's decent. He's got a good arm out of Michigan State, but he's nothing to write home about. I think they're going to struggle all year offensively. I don't think Bettis is going to be the hero either. I think that his tail up in L.A. and in St. Louis was just fairly routine for most backs in the NFL. They'll catch up with your wise ass and your big playmaking abilities. It's so fast now that everybody eventually just gets caught up to, except Emmett. And it was the same way with Walter Payton. They just couldn't catch him. He just was moving around, and he did one of those. Remember when I used to talk about Yager and my wife say, he went in and did one of those? And she'd go, yeah, one of those. And then I'd be like, yeah, that's what he does, too, one of those. He just moves, and he dodges people, and then he does one of them Tootsie Rolls in the end zone. Nye, nye, nye. Anyway, Lonnie's in Windsor, Ontario.
Hey, Scotty, first-time caller.
Get him, like, $1,200 and some food stamps. I got you.
Okay. I want to talk about NASCAR.
Well, we'll do that shortly.
Who's going to win the Winston Point Cup champion?
Well, I gave you Terry Labonte to win the brick, but he didn't. He finished third, but he took over the lead. So I'd like to see anybody but Earnhardt or Gordon because they get all the play. Nobody else gets any attention except for George and Charlotte, who does my NASCAR report. So I'll let him talk about it. I got no time for you. Jim in the LBC. You know he's long, beaching it. He doesn't even care about the traffic.
Guess what, Pharrell?
What?
You're the man.
I got to be the man. You're the man.
I'm the man.
No, I'm telling you. You're right. You are the man.
Hey, man, what's up with the Pack? The Pack's not going to win 10.5 games this year.
Well, I think they can go for it. It's going to be a tough bet. I think that's why the odds are both, -110 and -130, the over and the under on it.
Yeah, but ain't Favre, got to take drug tests every snap or something?
Yeah, every snap, and then in the morning with cereal. He gets to have beer with his cereal, though, which is exciting. I do that a lot. A lot of that, and then that rye stuff they talk about here on the Mahogany. But I'm not supposed to get into that because that gets people all mad. And then you can, get a chunk of it and, go with it. Hey, do those chicks' breath smell off those pizzas? They got foul breath, don't they? I can tell both those chicks smell their breath. There's just an air around here. Everybody smells like mushrooms and like olives. That stuff will tear you up, man. 800-BENCH-29. Seth is in Portland in the trees on the double X.
Hey, how you doing?
Little bit high, a little bit low.
Hey, you never get sued, do you?
Yes.
It's hard to believe.
I've been sued repetitively by the Mothers Against Pharrell.
I understand you're the only guy where the delay is for the host, not the callers.
That's true as well, because I got a thing going with the callers where I win them money, and then the feds come looking for them, and I don't want any credit for that, so I just, give out my locks of the week for free. No 900 numbers here. None of this, I'm Jim Feist, I know so much. That's why I hit 40% of the games. Pharrell hits 75, and then if I cheat, I get 79. Everybody knows my track record hitting games. That's why Eric moved from Houston. He didn't like it there either. Every team's leaving. All the people are leaving. It's going to be a ghost town. They're going to turn Cabo into an extension of it. They're going to have a big open area for outdoor partying.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shad. What would you do if your parents named you Shad? That's like me calling like Shagaloo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-galoo-ga
Senor Belinda to Shadazoo.
Daddy?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I was wondering who you think should replace Marcel over at Anaheim for the Angels, man, because my boys aren't doing it.
To McNamara? Why didn't they just call me? I mean, Tavares and Robertson love me. I'd go to the luxury box and get, you know, beered up with them, and they always talk big about me running the club. Maybe they should have thought about it, because at least we would have won and had some fun, and I'm big on hit and run and stealing. I want him to steal not only the base, but, like, the second baseman's wallet. Bobby Valentine, maybe. That's just, like, a little interjection there from BA. He's like, Bobby Valentine. I'm like, go with it. That's our ethics right there. Ethics 101, man. If it's good and I like it, I'm like, run with it. No, I think that he'll be the Mets manager soon. Is Ian, like, isn't he doing, like, the Tide or something, the Norfolk Tide? Give me Jesse in Green Bay with the Cheeseheads.
Baby.
Jesse, you're the man. Where's
that's
Tuggle if you're the man?
Cowboy stuff, man.
Yeah.
Talking about Brett Favre and drugs, alcohol.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Irving, man.
Yeah, let's talk about him.
Up his, you know
now,
what.
I get frustrated with the fact that the Packers, who I like, have to go down to Dallas like 20 times a year.
You know,
I've had enough of that.
Take a longer road trip like all the way across the country. Might as well send Seattle all the way to Miami all the time to play, for God's sake.
But, I mean, why don't they just have like one of those big Dallas games in Green Bay? I understand about home field and all this, but... My
hey, have
God,
you ever been to
they didn't even play the regular,
you know, frozen tundra of Green Bay here?
Only 20 times. I have. I've been up there. I've been everywhere in Wisconsin, dude. I used to live in Chicago. I used to go up there on, like, Friday for the game on Sunday. We'd start tailgating early. And, you know, I was talking to my buddy the other day. Army, he was in Oshkosh, and he went to a lot of games. I said, doesn't it remind you a little bit of South Bend, that place? You know, I don't know. It smells the same. There's, like, bratwurst. Chad, no Shad, because he lives in Anaheim, and the other guy lives in Yorba Linda, and that's kind of like both near to five. So Chad and Shad started dating like 3 years ago. Chad.
Yeah.
Is that true?
No, that is not true at all.
I'm sorry. My sources were impeccable. They're liars.
Hey, man, I ran out of Pabst beer over here. Can you pour me one of those?
You know, if it wasn't for you, they'd go out of business.
Thanks, brother.
I like the image of that beer. Yeah, what about him?
Well, do you think his performance this year has affected Maddox at all?
Well, he's
like the number two guy.
I think Maddox is, you know, finally coming around where he's like normal now. He's a little bit on a level field. He's had so many years now of just total domination that like guys like Gammons have labeled him a Hall of Famer well ahead of his time, and that he'll never lose a game ever. Well, he's losing games now, and Smoltz, it was his year. But how about the other night? He goes out and wins his 18th last night or whatever. With like the other hand is broken. He's got.
Yes.
That's like being like Abbott or whatever and having one hand. Not that that's bad, but it's difficult to play with one hand if you know used to playing with two. Dude, just by the minute they keep coming in. I love this. Bring them all in. Does she have bad breath too? This one that just walked in. I'm glad they didn't hear that. Now I'm getting sick from the that this turd pizza they gave me. That was feta cheese, Max. You know I'm not big on sushi with feta. I'm not a Cali guy.
I may live here and I may be, you know, huge here, but I don't think I'm very welcome here because of those reasons. Sushi and feta. I believe that. Say you think you're handling Jesus. I got your smelly fingers. Go ahead and break some. Go ahead. Break some. Like, over your sister's head. I used to take my sister out on Monday night. She'd want to watch Lucille Ball. I wanted to watch Monday Night Pain. And that was like right there at that point where the song went soft. But up till then, it was hard. There's an in Jesus. LaRue is my boy Montgomery Allah.
Yo, Pharrell.
What's up in Allah?
Yo, man, pull me a cone. I cannot wait for college football.
So what about those Longhorns you're talking about?
Man, they are going to be bad. We got James Brown back. We got Sean Mitchell. We got Ricky Williams. They're going to Michael Adams, on the best receivers in the country. We are going to roll.
Well, thank you for covering that. I think you're right. 10-2-1 last year. They got 14 guys back. You talked about most of them. James Brown, he may have been better live than the guy that they had at the Olympics because he was soft. Santana and James Brown, I mean, like, what's next? The Moody Blues? Dude, Jim, I'll be seeing it.
What's up, Pharrell?
I don't know.
Hey, give me a Foster's in like a 5-gallon bucket with like some fancy, crazy napkin.
Those should be required.
They are.
Foster's.
Baby.
They should be like every day. You got to go through like one of those express lanes and pick one up.
It's beautiful.
Anyway, what about Barry Sanders?
Well, the Lions may just smack the pack, I think. And if Barry had Dallas's line.
Yeah, with what line is he going to smack anybody? He'll have another one of those big playoff games of 4 yards that he has
yeah,
once in a while.
If Barry Sanders had the Dallas Cowboys line, he'd be like Hertz rental car, unlimited mileage. Basically.
True, and Kansas City's line is, you know, 5 times better than Dallas's. Take a look. They are the most brutal line on both sides of the ball in the NFL, and I don't even like them. I look at things that way. You see, I got to look at it just like clear and just say, all right, yeah, they're going to cover. They're going to spread it. They're going to dance. They're going over. They score this much. They do this much. I know that teams are built around their lines and their defense. And then some players are doing lines and playing very little defense. You know, guys like Irvin, he doesn't even have to play defense, but he does the lines. Hey, I'm not doing anything except, like, talking about the convicted felon that he is, right? Isn't that the way it goes in this business? I don't even have to say allegedly. He copped a plea. He said, all right, I'll drop the dope charge if you could just let me run with that crack felon charge. I love that. Oh, God. If I had that, I'd jump. I wouldn't have let that Hernandez dude kill me. I would have done it first. Eric, because he let everybody down. Let's go to Portland, Eric.
Yo, what's up, Pharrell? You freaking nature?
I think so, and like more than most.
You know what? You the man.
How can I be the man when you're the freaking nature man?
Hey, why don't you pour me a nice cold Mickey's with a couple of them bumblebees floating around.
So what do you think about the strike?
I don't know what to think. Y'all, why don't you tell me what you think about it?
Well, the story is that they're far apart. They lie. They do anything they can do to, like, tell you how it's going to be fixed. And for 3-4 years, whatever, however the hell long it's been. But Fear said that there's been slow and steady narrowing of the differences and said that the progress has been made even through last week. While the sides agreed that there would be a luxury tax in 97, 98, and 99, and there wouldn't be a tax in 2000, the union wants the contract to extend through 2001 with no tax in the final 2 years. Thus, your kid's going to go to college for, like, 40% off. It's like the same thing. It's like, top heavy, bottom heavy, bonuses, yada, 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 yada. How can I be the man when I just got a new car? A new car. Pharrell's on the take. I got nothing but fancy, fast, free cars. God bless them. Mitsubishi. They couldn't have picked a better guy, the harasser that I am. The homewrecker, the heathen with a bad attitude, back on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out with a bunch of bad luck individuals like these busted most. Except Max got off on charges of disorderly conduct. He went to court with his lawyer and they won. I can't believe it. Knocked me dead. Hey, New York, how do you feel tonight in NYC? People dressed in plastic bags, they're ready to drive some kind of fashion, shake it up, shitty bit. I'm coming to New York September 11th. I'll be at Mickey Mantle's. My buddy gave me a Mickey Mantle, like, SI cover from, like, I don't know, 1902. And I flew home on Delta. And not only did my bags get off of a plane, like, 2 hours after the fact from the Olympics, because all of the Delta people were, you know, riffing through my stuff and stealing stuff and, you know, stealing all my clothes and stuff. But the Mantle picture got broken, so it broke. And then the glass moved around on his face for, like, 4 hours. And now it's, like,
Mickey, really, in his, like, later days, when he had all those, like, you know, lines and all that alcohol abuse face thing with all the cuts. That's what I got out of the Olympics. I got a busted up facial of Mickey Mantle and a couple of T-shirts. What a great time it was. I'll tell you, and our facility at the AT&T Global Puke Room was just the place to be if you wanted to watch people hurl. Like, you know, Michelle Smith, the swimmer. She puked for 2 hours straight. Mary is in Venice Beach, California. She's got muscles five times that of the Pharrell when she's not doing steroids.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Mary.
Hi.
Sorry about that. I took it out on you. I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have done that. I got to be nicer.
Okay. Well, I'm a first caller.
Oh, that would mean get her $5,000, get her a new car like the one I just got.
Oh,
that thing's like a Lincoln. It's so nice. I just left a hot, like, turbo, like, sports car that did, like, 104. Now I got one of those Lincolns that, like, it picks up, like, 104 chicks per day.
Oh.
It's just big.
Can you please pour me a bed?
Get her a hold.
Okay, I have a question. It's about the Dodgers. Do you think they're going to keep Bill Russell next season?
I think they should get him, like, two other managers to help him. Like, three guys running it. Because apparently, he's got to learn that, you know, he's got a little bit of a problem with a couple of his guys. Like, you better not show up late to the plane or you're not playing today, buddy. Whatever. I want to see somebody hitting for average and driving in runs. And I don't care if they do the two-step all night with, like, their lovers and their, you know, families. And I don't even care if they listen to country music like Brett here does. And that stuff's for death is what it is. They should play that at funerals, country music. I loved her so much that I killed her, and I had to put her under, 6 feet under. Yeah. Yeehaw, pick up on a string, go with your friend, ring bear, hanging out in the sticks, doing a little dance in the afternoon, bowling Georgia Bowl up, telling you butt break golf is gone, and got a guy named Dungan now, he got it on, shake it up. That's about all I have to say about it. Hill Jacks, I call them. Greg in Detroit. They're making cars.
Dude, Pharrell, my first call here. Can you pour me a cold Dos Equis with a Crown Chaser, my man?
Get him the tax receipts that we were going to give the $5,000 to the lady that lived on, you know, Venice with the steroids.
You the man.
How can I be the man when I just got a new car?
Hey, what's up with the
Dude, it's
Tigers
got a gold
thing.
Key. Did you see the gold key? The ambassador likes that. Gold, right here. Who needs the Olympics when you got a gold key?
There you go.
I got a gold. It's like a chunk. I'm going to go to a pawn shop right when the show's over. Get a pack of smokes or something.
Do it. Hey, you quit, though, didn't you?
I started up again. It smelled better than the crap in my house after the flood.
Hey, don't quit starting.
No, I just, like, started, and I doubled my intake. I smoke, like, 5 packs a day and, like, 40 cigars, and I inhale every hit, and they're $15 cigars. None of this, like, Swisher Sweets. I smoke these fat partigas.
Get any of that secondhand smoke, too, though?
Oh, I like that, too. I go to the LAX, like, twice a week just to sit in the smoke rooms.
All right. Yeah, so the Tigers, they lose that heavy baggage fielder, and now they're like 9-13. They just beat the Rangers tonight.
Don't you think the pinstripes make them look a little heavier?
Well, yeah, the horizontal stripes are what
hey,
does it.
Like I said, any night the Tigers win, you should be grateful. And I know that Cecil is grateful to be out of there. He wanted to get out of there a while ago when he saw it all caving in. There's nothing worse than being like the only like big shot on a team that loses all the time. That's like the worst. It's like, I love playing in Detroit, but when I go home at night, I beat my family and I hate it. Hector in UCLA Westwood style.
Yeah, hey, Scotty, what's up there, buddy?
What's up, Hector Camacho Freak?
Yeah, I got to say, you and Romy, the two Uges there, buddy.
And what's cool is that Romy and I get along great, and everybody else I hate.
Is that right?
I love Romy. I hate everybody else.
Hey, I got to ask you one thing.
What?
Three things about the Yankees. Yankees, World Series, Andy Pettit, Cy Young Award winner, Derek Jeter, Rookie of the Year. What do you think?
Why not? I say that both the shorts in New York get the gigs and... You know, Ordonez doing all kinds of great stuff, hitting triples, making, you know, big plays. But Jeter hits in the clutch. You know, last night, though, with O'Neill 0 for 8, so ouch. But, yeah, I like the Yankees to go to show. I think they learned from their mistakes. Unlike the Colts in the NFL, who got in there and then got all kinds of lucky and everything, they're not going to be, like, tossing Kansas City out of the way this year. I think the Colts will struggle. In fact, they got the Colts at 9 wins. That's what they got last year. Now, good luck repeating that even. I just don't see it. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Ricky in Jersey.
Hey, Scotty, for real on the bench.
Hey.
Pour me some Strohs.
It's good to be back on in the middle of it all in the Apple.
I just wanted to call, speak my mind, and get out because I know you got a lot of calls.
Yeah, I got a whole slew of them to get to.
George Steinbrenner.
What about
hits on him. He makes bad decisions. They kill him. He makes good ones. It's tough to compliment him.
Well, the best thing about the Yankees is that all of them are real ugly. Steinbrenner's fat, and Torrey's got those indoor-outdoor shades, and then, like, Bob Watson's just, like, a combination of both, ugly and fat. They're playing great baseball. They do nothing to bug me. They win. Strawberry's hitting home runs. Guys like Duncan, Girardi getting off, Bernie in the middle doing it all with a look. Wade Boggs beats up stewardesses, allegedly, and says he's going to kick their teeth in. I'd love to see that. Like after that flight I had on Delta that took 2 hours to get my bags. Wouldn't have been great to see Wade Boggs come flying through out of nowhere and just kick somebody in the teeth? We'll go hard at you. Hey. I told you I have very limited interest in the PGA Championship this year, except that it's at Valhalla. Yeah. I like just the way that rolls. Valhalla. And there's been Kenny Perry today just jacking the course with a record 66. He's got the lead. Oh, they were clean. You the man, Kenny! You the man! Whatever. I like the story about the caddies wearing shorts and getting in trouble. So we're going to go to the best golf analyst going. If you don't know Tom Spencer, then you know nothing. He's been on here with us before from all the big ones. And he hangs out around like all the bigwigs like Nance and all of them like doing golf. And he even, like, does that bikini wax with McCord in them. He's all cool. He used to hang with us in San Fran, and whenever there's a major, we track him down because he's the best. Tommy, how are you tonight, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're a pleasure to have. You just tell it better than me, like, tenfold. So tell me about the dudes in trouble first, and then, like, then talk about all the good golf you saw.
You skip right to the controversy. I love it. Well, it's really funny you mention it because a couple weeks ago when Tom Lehman won the British Open, his caddy, Andy Martinez, wore shorts. So everyone was sort of wondering, you know, what was up, because there's been a long-standing rule in the United States that nobody within the confines of the gallery ropes, players, caddies, standard bearers, etc., are supposed to wear shorts. So being that the temperatures this week have been 100 degrees and higher, you would think it's natural that guys would want to wear the shorts, and they had been doing so in the practice rounds, and the caddies had not been approached by any officials and told not to do so. And then today on the second or the third tee, the par three, they came up to Martinez, who caddies for Lehman, and Steve Jones' caddy. The third caddy is Fanny Sunnison, who caddies for Nick Faldo. She is permitted to wear shorts. And they told these guys, you better find some slacks in a hurry. So they had to suffer for 4 hours in 90-degree weather wearing long pants. So unfortunately, it's one of the ugly incidents of the week. But if that's the worst thing we have, we'll be all right.
Tell me this, like, is there anything worse than being in Louisville when it's 100 degrees? That makes Atlanta seem like, you know, Valhalla. Dude, I mean, I was scared to go to the Olympics because I knew it was going to be sweaty, but it turned out to be a lucky break. It rained and it was cool. But you're down there and it's just, it is sweaty and it's like, there's hell jacks everywhere.
Well, I'll tell you what, Scott. I mean, you walk outside and you're sopping wet, and then you throw a 30-pound golf bag over your shoulder and you're talking about the ultimate misery.
No doubt.
I feel for these guys. It's the bottom line. But unfortunately, the PGA of America has their set standards, and they're going to abide by them. So the caddies will continue to suffer this week. But I'll tell you, you mentioned rain, and we had a lot of it today, and some lightning as well, which caused a cancellation or at least a postponement of 4 hours worth of the first round. So what you have right now is a situation where Kenny Perry, who is a native of Kentucky, is 6-under par. And then you have Phil Mickelson, who's also 6-under, but he's only through 12 holes. So about 60 players, Scott, have to come out tomorrow morning at 7:20 and finish their first round. So they're really going to be playing catch-up for most of Friday, but they'll get this thing squared away and we'll be all set for the weekend.
Talk about Steve Elkington. Now, he got out early and shot a nifty 67 and really set the standard, and then kind of the weather caught up with everybody else. It left a bunch of people out in the rain. But guys like Nick Price, Elkington, Mark Brooks were able to shoot effectively.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of great stories right now. And just to touch on what you mentioned with the scoring, last year Steve Elkington won the PGA out in your neck of the woods at Riviera 17-under par, which really is almost like a regular tour event. And there's a lot of controversy about the PGA's setup of their golf courses. Now, last year they had the factor that the greens were very poor at Riviera, led to some low scores. This year, Valhalla is the type of golf course, although Jack Nicklaus, who designed it here, right, makes his courses severe. It's very playable. And as you said, Elkington out early with a 500 par 67. Mark Brooks had 8 birdies in his round, including 6 in a row. Nick Price, who has it's a touching story, really, if you've seen his caddy, Jeff Medlin, who has leukemia.
Right.
And this is the last tournament that that Jeff will probably
Squeaky.
Carry the bag before he has a bone marrow transplant. So, again, it's a lot of stories up at the top of the leaderboard, but with the first round not yet being complete, it's really hard to start predicting things. But already heavyweights like Faldo are up there, Norman's under par, Watson trying to win the fourth leg of the Grand Slam, Davis Love, Montgomery, all these guys are getting off to good starts.
Talk a little bit about that brutal Lynx-type front nine they have.
Well, I'll tell you, we were out there on Tuesday walking around with a couple of the guys, and it was like a sauna out there. It's wide open. It's surprisingly a target golf course, meaning that you're shooting for specific areas. You're not playing the ball along the ground like we thought you'd see here. So the front nine and the back nine are actually stark contrast to each other, the front nine being more open, more vast, and the backside meanders through streams and trees, and it's a lot more, a lot prettier. So you have two contrasting sides, and it's hard to determine which of the two is going to be tougher, although what you have here, Scott, is 4 reachable par fives, which is going to lead to excitement, and the 18th hole being reachable in 2. So it looks like if this is a tight tournament come Sunday, it's going to be a neat finish at least.
Now, didn't Perry grab it on the final hole, the long 540, and grab the lead right there at the end of the day?
He sure did. He was out in 531. Then this weather delay hit. 4 hours he sat around in the clubhouse. The guys came back out at about 6:30 Eastern time, and Perry trekked home. And he's going to have a tremendous amount of local support. There's 30,000 fans coming out this week, and all of them are behind Kenny Perry, Russ Cochran, another Kentucky native from Paducah, Kentucky. I know you'd like that name.
Paducah.
Well, it's not bad, huh?
How could you be from Paducah? What could be worse in life?
Well, he still lives there, so there must be something appealing about
it. Maybe Patino's got property over there or something. Maybe that's where all those basketball players are coming from. Something in the grass. Anyway, hey, tomorrow night, we'll look forward to hearing what happens in day number 2. And, Tom, I hope they get a little clear skies for you, and it'll cool off from the rain, and it's not 100, so you don't, like, stick to the golf bags or anything.
Yeah, I'd be melting like, the Wicked Witch. But other than that, I think it's going to be all right. And it actually, with the temperatures being in the mid-80s, I think it brings a lot more players into the hunt. I mean, it's no joke. If you're in bad shape here, like a guy a little overweight, you wouldn't be able to handle this stuff. But with temperatures a little bit more moderate, it widens the field quite considerably.
So, like, the Walrus or a guy like Maltby with all the Michelobes, he'd have a struggle. Did you go to the British, Tom?
I skipped the British, unfortunately, but it looked like it was a great event to have attended.
I took Lehman in this thing. How's he doing?
Well, he's one under, so you're in good shape. And the guy, after having taken a couple weeks off after the British, I mean, you got to remember, he finished second at the U.S. Open and second the week before that at the Buick, even before he went to Lithum and won there. So that he's still at the top of his game, and he's a great guy to have as your office pool pick.
All right, Tommy, we'll talk to you tomorrow night from Valhalla in Louisville. Stay out of trouble. We love you.
I'll do my best.
Tom Spencer with CBS Radio Sports covers golf like no other. He's got it all from Valhalla on Friday and the recap Monday night. God bless him. 800-BENCH-29 to get on this thing. Cigar will have it good in the Del Mar because of yesterday's news I gave you late last night, soul of the matter, a career-ending injury. I don't know what it was, but they said it was over for him. He's going to be out studding. What's up, you big stud? Cigar going for 17. There we go. Go, Ricky. Go, Ricky. Go, Ricky. Look at the ambulance. Ying, 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 ying. Jeremy, I-75 driving and crying in Detroit City.
Hey, Pharrell, what's happening? You stogie smoking pizza eating new car driving freak.
Basically, well put.
Hey, man, I want you to answer me a question if you can, and I know you can.
I might be able to give you something.
Yeah, I want to know about the Wolverines, man. What's going to happen now that Bjarke Batuka's gone?
Well, I think that, and then they lose Imani Toomer, and it's not good to have a tumor. Anyway, no, the bottom line is that I think that if you look at their problem, which is Ohio State, they don't have much to worry about. They lost so much with Dudley, George, Hoying. And, the bottom line is that
finished.
Glenn's gone too. So Michigan, I think, steps up. I don't buy the Wally Richardson. That's like, scary to me when that dude's running around. I don't trust it. But I like Paterno's defense. He's got 9 guys back. I think they're going to be interesting. But, you know, no one gives Iowa anything. They got a huge line this year, all seniors. And I just think that the entire conference is just so overhyped. It's like it has gotten dull. Half of these teams are so blown out of proportion. But Penn State's always a quality bowl lock. They cover. They win bowl games. Don't ever give Paterno 3.5 weeks to practice for a game.
What kind of bowl do you think that the Wolverines have a chance at this year?
Oh, I think that they can be in a quality big bowl. And, you know, is Northwestern going to lay down and die? They got everybody back. I think they got too much pressure to be successful, though. It may be a Michigan sneaking off with it, literally. Jim in San Diego.
Hey, Pharrell.
What's happening, Jimmy?
Covering all bases, including the hockey buggy, and not only that, but the golf buggy, and I appreciate that.
I do a lot of that so that we can, like, cover, you know, those angles.
Thank you very much. Anyway, I want to know how you're going to do with the lightning bolts in SoCal, because we're going off down here, and we think they're going to go to the bowl. What do you feel?
Well, since I'm so popular in San Diego.
That's what we're doing.
B.A. and I have decided to get season tickets and go to every game, and then we're going to leave on, like, Friday after the gig so we can get down there early and do, like, touchdown San Diego.
Yeah.
Hey, I could care less about him, frankly, but I'm going to go to the games with B.A. because I like hanging with him because he plays on a CBA court in Laguna. And if you play on the NBA court in Laguna, you get a gig with the Lakers like Rooks did. That's where I play on the NBA gig. But I'm really busy with my show, and I don't do very well at the show, so I have to do really well in the NBA flow. So that's what I do. And then I still haven't got a deal from the Lakers yet. I think they're going to give me one of those like $295,000 like low-budget deals. They got three of them left. I'm going to get one of them. Earl Scheib and Kevorkian going to get the other one. We're all going to be on the bench. Kevin in Atlanta.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, hey. Well, what's happening?
You.
Hey, listen, make me one of those martinis shaken, not stirred.
Hey, what about the Hawks? You're into that?
Well, let me ask you. I got a problem with one of your guests that you had on the week of the draft.
Yeah.
I called up. I forgot the guy's name. And I asked him, I said, what are the chances of the Hawks trading Augment and Long? And he goes, there ain't no way.
11.
They traded him to Detroit for two number ones and two number twos, and we got Mutombo.
Yeah, that was Leventhal. And you can find him in Philly. He eats cheesesteaks on the south side. Don't blame me. I always thought that there was a big chance that they were going to do some stuff with plastic. I didn't know who was going to get dealt. But now they got a little bit of size with Dikembe. No points, but some, you know, deal slap about four back a night into the seats. And I love the backcourt with the Mook and Steve Smith. So obviously Christian Laettner now can do more at the power four because of Dikembe. He can run more. He can do the things he did at Duke so well that he didn't do so well in many because they were so bad when he was there. And now things have changed a bit. I like the way he ran with Googs and with Ryder and West. But times change. Give me BS in Detroit.
Hey, Pharrell, how you doing tonight?
What's up, BSer?
Not much, man. Pour me a cold one. I got a question for you.
Yeah, what about?
What do you think of Atlanta this year?
He said he wanted to know about, like, the Braves' odds of going to the World Series, and they're 8-5 to win it. They're 2-3 to win the pennant, and they opened it 2-1. They opened it 4-1 to win the whole thing. I think it'll be the Yankees and the Braves, but what do I know? I'll be rooting for the Yankees just because the Mets won't be there. I'm a big Met fan. Didn't you know that? I'm constantly siding with the Mets for one reason or another.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.